Hello, this is Alfred de Grazia, author of most of the volumes that are yours now. Hopefully, you will come to cherish them and use them frequently over the years. I brought them together in a compact disc because they were not circulating widely. Their very bulk kept them from moving about easily. The first editions were tiny, too, several hundreds, and are mostly unavailable. Let me tell you how the general theory of quantum evolution started up. Beginning in 1963, after a fulfilling career in social theory and political psychology, I entered upon a personal history which is told in the volume to come, called Cosmic Heretics. In the succeeding 37 years, catastrophism and what is called by a few people quantivolution, or megavolution, or neocatastrophism, or ruptured equilibrium, or saltationism, or no special name at all, hoping sometimes to get past the enemy gradualists. This quantivolution idea has increasingly gained ground against conventional evolutionary or gradualist science. It is a general theory arguing that big changes in the natural world, including the human, come in large packets rather than gradually in small increments. You might call it jumping evolution. Five ideas are contained in the quantivolution concept. First, the big change comes about abruptly or in a few years or centuries. Granted that its effects may go on and on. An example is the celestial body that slammed into the earth, extincting the dinosaurs and many another species. Second, the change is intensive. It affects its targets critically, deeply. The dinosaur extinction will do as an example here, too. Another case would be the Bronze Age destruction of civilizations throughout the Near and Middle East. Third, the change is extensive. The events just cited were probably global. The avalanching floods that created the immense Scablands region of Washington State only several thousand years ago would qualify and may have been part of a much larger disaster. Extensive means, too, that everything contained in the space is catastrophized. Geosphere, biosphere, atmosphere. A fourth connotation concerns time. Geological ages are shortened by 1,000 times. Even human cultures have their ages shortened by millennia or centuries. Finally, from an ethical or even religious point of view, quantum evolutions may be beneficial, even when awesome and painful to the extreme. This is a good reason for preferring the word catastrophism. If you like the sun and the moon and the stars and prefer them to a dense total cloud cover, thank the quantivolutions of times past. If you prefer the human to the mammal, be glad for the quantivolution that provoked language and unconsciously inspired religious, literary, and scientific sublimation. I might say a word about each of the volumes of the Q Library disc. You can, of course, search and wander throughout the 15 volumes at will. The first volume explains quantum evolution and hands you then a quiz of attitudes to determine whether you are more inclined toward the conventional paradigm of science or the quantum evolution paradigm. The test is being further developed. When ready, it will be able to chart the trend over time, whether, as I suspect, there is occurring a rapid spread of quantivolution notions. The second volume, Cosmic Heretics, tells of my life among people who have been active in developing and opposing quantivolution. It carries on where the Velikovsky Affair, also published here, leaves off. Next, comes chaos and creation. This is the most general work. It composes some major theories. Microchronometry, that is short ages, solaria, binaria, lunogenesis from the Pacific Ocean Basin, the gestalt of creation for humanization by schizophrenic instinct delay, the instant global fracture and global expansion, the filling of the ocean basins, and the terrific role of every planet, even in the time of man. The two books of the classicist Hugh Crosthwaite, which I have introduced in this collection, support not only a radical revision of linguistics in the ancient world, but also help to account for an intercultural, time-shortening ecumenicalism during the first millennium before the present era. Then comes The Lately Tortured Earth, which is a treatise on all the ways in which events in the sky have provoked sudden and prolonged changes on Earth. It carries evidence of the extraterrestrial origin of many geological formula, phenomena, and of metals, salts, hydrocarbons, and water. This is followed by Solaria Binaria. There, astrophysicist Earl Milton put his shoulder to the wheel and brought about the fulfillment of the theory of Solaria Binaria. Every aspect of the refined theory fits into all other parts of the general theory of quantum evolution. Milton's work is also marked by his organization of the path-breaking Lethbridge Conference and editorship of Recollections of a Fallen Sky, a collection of studies to which Velikovsky, Wolf, Mullen, Grinnell, and others contributed, including myself. Moving into the area of evolution, we find ourselves with Homo Schizo 1 and 2. I ascribe humanization to instinct delaying mutations and atmospheric electrical fluctuations. There occurs a gestalt of creation. A schizophrenic is created. He can be calmed only by the culture which comes promptly with the new schizoid bihemispheric brain. Homo Schizo 2 traces the accepted symptoms of schizophrenia to the circumstances of sudden humanization and the subsequent collective behavior of mankind. Here one finds the striking differences between Homo Schizo theory and the theories of I. Velikovsky and Sigmund Freud. Quite aside from the conventional behavioral psychologists and the rationalist heirs of Aristotle, actually, Homo Schizo theory is phenomenological and operationist. After the Homo Schizo volumes comes a deep analysis of a Homeric poem, a true catastrophic encounter among sky bodies might be hidden in the sublimated, risque story of love among gods. Next, I test the theory of quantum evolution against the known facts and myths about Moses, master electrician and managing director of the Exodus on behalf of Yahweh. The burning of Troy is a melange of studies, essays, and personal experiences. It ranges from redating the founding of Rome to explaining the word okay. The volume depicts, too, the frustrations of trying to teach and publish in the field of quantum evolution, no matter whether in ancient history or planetary science or the earth sciences or anthropology. In order to pursue my quantum evolution studies, I found myself resigning my comfortable professorship and paying as well for my own research and publications. Still, I rarely felt a pang of regret. We move finally into theology and cosmology with the divine succession, discovering the roots of religious practices. The historical connectedness of all religions is revealed to us, and a new proof of the existence of gods is constructed from late findings in astronomy. I present a catechism of beliefs about the real world that extends beyond the obvious world. I list the moral positions that ensue. These I believe to be appropriate to the Weltanschauung of quantum evolution, appropriate to the human condition.